When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, thanking Sinan Chitty of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who's kept me informed about the extremely critical and pending presidential vote in Turkey. Mr. Erdogan has been in authority for decades. You come to think of him as a forever leader. But right now, there's a genuine challenge by the opposition. Kılıçdaroğlu, a 74-year-old, well-known politician to the opposition's ranks, but apparently not as widely well-known or introduced to the people of Turkey, is polling evenly with Mr. Erdogan. So what are the other factors that are in consideration, say, in Istanbul? National security and also balancing these two worlds, the Russian Federation and China versus NATO and the United States. And it comes down to, at the moment, the F-16s. I get lost in this, Sinan. The F-16s, the S-300s, the S-400s, the Sukhois. Where is the contest now between the Congress and Ankara? And by the way, there's F-35s at some point that were mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong for getting slightly lost in the weeds of military technology here between the two powers. So Ankara has long been interested in acquiring a fresh sale of the newest version of the F-16 fighter jet that the United States has to sell, specifically known as the Block 70. And the reason why Turkey wants this is because its own fleet of F-16s is increasingly aging and having a lot of mechanical issues. So Turkey would like to replace those with new ones. And the reason why it wants those as opposed to the F-35 was, well, Turkey was actually kicked out of the F-35 program back in 2019 simply because Erdogan was adamant to essentially acquire Russian missile technology, or specifically S-400s, which is a non-starter for the NATO alliance, but also sanctionable under U.S. law, which Erdogan persisted with and finally did acquire the Russian missile defenses. So Turkey was in a bit of a rut in terms of acquiring new fighter jets and being booted off the fifth generation fighter opportunity. So now it's seeking to basically try and make the best of the situation. Unfortunately, if Turkey wants to acquire the newest version of the F-16, you know, the United States Congress has a lot of asks, which is the essential actor that can permit the defense sale to Turkey. And there's a long shopping list that it would like Ankara to complete before various actors in Congress would approve the F-16 sale to Turkey, not least of all things like approving Sweden's membership bid towards NATO, but also even possibly divesting itself of the S-400 missiles, but also tone down its belligerent sort of actions in the Eastern Mediterranean towards other partners and allies, specifically Cyprus and Greece, which Congress believes is being antagonized by Turkey. So these are all basically withholding the F-16 sale. Now, what's happened recently in the last week or so is Ankara has been slightly rewarded, like, if you will, sort of a tit for tat, has been slightly rewarded by Congress. Turkey ratified Finland's membership of NATO, but still holding out on Sweden. And in return for that, the U.S. Congress is looking favorably upon providing a very small part of a modernization package for Turkey's present fleet of F-16 fighter jets, which is basically an avionics upgrade. The total package is estimated to about $260 million. Whilst it sounds like a lot, in the defense world it's not. Turkey's entire sort of package of new F-16 fighters itself would cost about $20 billion. So this $260 million package or thereabouts is a very small sort of weighing a teaser for saying, good job, Ankara, for doing the right thing and approving Finland. Now, if you press ahead with some of the other asks that we just talked about, you may be down the path of acquiring those new F-16 fighters.
Turkey is a member of NATO. You just mentioned the quandary right now. Finland, yes. Sweden, not so much. As I recall, the hesitation on Sweden has to do with Kurdish refugees, Kurdish people seeking sanctuary in Sweden. Is that a campaign issue? Does that go away if Erdogan is returned to power?
That's a good question. It is a campaign issue. So Turkey believes that Sweden has long time been essentially not paying attention to Turkey's security concerns, and it would like those to be addressed. Specifically, as you mentioned, the fate of Kurdish activists, Kurdish militants, or what Turkey regards to be Kurdish terrorists, they're aligned with a separatist movement inside of Turkey, the PKK, and accuses Sweden of essentially providing a safe space for these militants that are aligned to the PKK to have existed inside of Sweden for decades. Sweden, for its part, saying, look, we have very sort of strong democratic freedom protections and freedom of speech. As long as people are not violent, we don't really necessarily have an issue with who remains within our borders. And that it says it has taken and addressed Turkey's security concerns to the fullest extent that it can, as permitted by Swedish law. And for that, and if you remember, a couple of months ago, there was also an entity, a person who essentially burned a Quran outside of the Turkish embassy in Stockholm, right? And the Turks were very angry at this. So Erdogan has made this a campaign issue to the extent that he is saying to Turkish voters, we will not let in any country into NATO, which is, you know, which mocks our beliefs, our culture, but also continues to house terrorists. Thereby, Erdogan essentially looks defiant and strong-willed in front of his voters. When the election basically passes, and if Erdogan remains in power, or if the opposition candidate wins, there is a widespread estimation, which I agree with, suggesting that Sweden, you know, the issue will blow over, and that, you know, Turkey will ratify Sweden's membership into NATO.
Sinan Chidi is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He contributes to the Turkey program. He's at the Marine Corps University. This is CBS Eye on the World, watching Mr. Erdogan very closely. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.